You're learning English.
Here's the problem with chocolate. What makes it velvety and smooth in the mouth is exactly what ends up elsewhere. Fat. Low-fat versions disappoint because it's difficult to replace the tiny globules of fat with anything else that disperses within the chocolate and maintains its texture. The trick, it seems, is to use agar, a widely available gelling agent. Thoroughly blended bits of it, the researchers say, act as tiny sponges that soak up any liquid. Fruit juice, plain water, even alcohol. Stefan Bonn, who led the research, said that the method opens up whole new markets for chocolate, and that additives such as fruit juice could further increase chocolate's health credentials.
It would both lower fat content and sugar content. So for people that just have a craving and just want to down a bar of 200 grams, they, you know, at least you take half the amount of fat in, so it's great.
But for the less health conscious, students in the group have made a chocolate bar containing 4 shots of vodka.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.